Such approval was unlikely to be granted any time soon, if ever. Some other solution to the problem would be required. At 4 p.m., headquarters provided one. Uthlaut was ordered to split his platoon into two elements. Half his unit was directed to immediately begin towing the damaged Humvee toward the only paved road in all of Khost, which lay on the far side of a high massif. Concurrently, the other half of the platoon was supposed to proceed to a village called Mana, situated 4 roadless miles from Magara in the opposite direction, to complete the day's mission. Search every building in the settlement for caches of enemy weapons. Word came down the chain of command, moreover, that this vehicle problem better not delay us any more. The platoon leader was admonished to quit wasting time and put boots on the ground in Mana before nightfall. Khost province was the home turf of Jalaluddin Haqqani, a short, scrawny man with coke bottle eyeglasses and a beard like black steel wool that hung to his belly. Although his physical stature was unimpressive, he was legendary throughout Afghanistan for his bravery and military acumen. Commander of Taliban forces in much of the country's eastern region, Haqqani was one of Osama bin Laden's most trusted associates. The enemy fighters the Rangers had been hunting were part of